Arthur the Rat, translated by Dudley Nice. Once there was a young rat named Arthur who could never make up his mind. Whenever his friend asked him if he would like to go out with them, he would only answer, "I don't know." He wouldn't say yes or no either. He would always shirk making a choice. His Aunt Helen said to him, "Now look here, no one is going to care for you if you carry on like this. You have no more mind than a blade of grass." One rainy day, the rats heard a great noise in the loft. The pine rafters were all rotten, so the barn was rather unsafe. At last, the joists gave way and fell to the ground. The walls shook, and all the rats' hair stood on end with fear and horror. "This won't do," said the captain. "I'll send out scouts to search for a new home." Within 5 hours, the 10 scouts came back and said, "We found a stone house where there is room and board for us all. There is a kindly horse named Nelly, a cow, a car, and a garden with an elm tree." The rats crawled out of their little houses and stood on the floor in a long line. Just then the old one saw Arthur. "Stop," he ordered coarsely. "You're coming, of course." "I'm not certain," said Arthur, undaunted. "The roof may not come down yet." "Well," said the angry old rat, "we can't wait for you to join us. Right about face, march." Arthur stood and watched them hurry away. "I think I'll go tomorrow," he calmly said to himself. "But then again, I don't know. It's so nice and snug here." That night, there was a big crash. In the morning, some men, with some boys and girls, rode up and looked at the barn. One of them moved aboard, and he saw a young rat, quite dead, half in and half out of his hole. Thus the shirker got his due.